And that bass line sounds so familiar. It reminds me of something. Oh, yeah, Taxman. Thank you to Moses Ramirez for reminding me about that one. That's Beck. Borrowing, as so many people have, from the Beatles, The New Pollution. Before that, Working for a Nuclear-Free City. What a strange, very cool tune. Bottle Rocket is what they call it from their new album, What Do People Do All Day? With a question mark at the end. And the Beatles, Los Beatles with Tomorrow Never Knows here at 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD 2 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org, community-supported public radio from UT Austin. Rig Daddy at the helm here, celebrating 50 years since the release of Revolver on this very day, back in August 5th of 1966. Now, back then, standard practice meant that Ringo had to sing, you know, lead on at least one song for the album. They called it, you know, they joked about it like, oh, we need a Ringo song. So Paul went on to write one of the all-time greatest children's songs for Ringo to sing. And I remember singing this as a kid, just out loud, just bellowing. I thought it was like the greatest anthem I had ever heard. And you know what? It's been like that for kids all around the planet to this day. You cannot have a bad time listening to this song.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed unto the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We'll be right back.
so fast. I turn around, it's past. You don't get time to hang a sign on me. Time is so short, a new one can't be bought. But what you got means such a lot to me. Make love all day long, make love singing songs.
Of a swinging arrangement. The Don Randy Trio with She Said, She Said. Before that, Corner Shop with Love You Too. Nice little cover. And Corner Shop, a couple of brothers. They are Indian by way of London. So they're a perfect fit to cover that tune by George Harrison. And Los Beatles with Ringo. Yellow Submarine featuring Mick Jagger, Brian Jones, Marianne Faithful, Patty Boyd, and the rest of the fellas in the band of the Beatles, and also Mal Evans, who strapped a kick drum on, and they marched around conga style in the studio for the end of that song. For real. because they were the Beatles. It was like out of a Marx Brothers movie. This is KUTX 98.9. Coming up, a song not just influenced by marijuana, but a love song to marijuana. Check this out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Support comes from Milestone Community Builders, celebrating back to school this weekend with events in neighborhoods with top-rated school districts in Austin, Cedar Park, Lake Travis, and Hays County. Details and appointments at mymilestone.com.
Support comes from Austin Independent Business Alliance, supporting locally owned businesses including Austin Natural Mattress, Love Cycling Studio, Lander's Premier Flooring, and Conan's Pizza. More at ibuyaustin.com. Think local, be local, buy local.
You probably know the forecast. Hot, hot, hot for like another week at least of triple digits or real close to it.
Support comes from SunPower by Freedom Solar, empowering residential and commercial clients throughout Texas with turnkey solar energy solutions, from consulting and design to installation and monitoring. Information at freedomsolarpower.com.
Left of the dial, if you're just joining us, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Revolver by the Beatles, one of the greatest albums ever. Now, here's a song on the album that could have been a single, Got to Get You Into My Life. Interesting story. Bob Dylan got the Beatles high for the first time at the Plaza Hotel back in 1964. Now, of all the Fab Four, Paul seemed to dig weed the most, so much so that he wrote a song about how much he loved marijuana. Years later, he confessed that this song was, and I quote, an ode to pot. He was so crafty that he made it sound like an upbeat Motown song. But hear it now in the context that Paul McCartney is actually singing about how he has to get pot into his life.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you? You didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say, what can I be when I'm with you? I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? We'll be right back.
KUTX left of the dial now for something completely different from Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Dig that tune. First World Problem. Before that, R.B. Greaves, the guy who gave us Take a Letter, Maria, doing a cover of Paperback Writer, which I think only came out on 45 back in the day. And we started off with Paul McCartney's Ode to Pot, Got to Get You Into My Life. This is KUTX 98.9. You know, Revolver had some guitars, too. for George Harrison and Paul McCartney's guitar work on that. Let's isolate that for a sec.
We'll be right back.
That guy's a nutter, and I love him. Car Seat Headrest, Will Toledo, doing his thing. Song called Vincent. Before that, Brownout, featuring Alex Marrero. Tomorrow never knows. Indeed, it doesn't. That was a Ringel malapropism that John thought, hey, if I name the song that, then people won't think it's as pretentious as I think it is. Anyway. And Your Bird Can Sing right before that, featuring the guitar talents of George Harrison and Paul McCartney, all over that one. Coming up, I'm going to give you the working titles for Revolver. There were a bunch, and most of them are funny. Stay with us.
Support comes from Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, helping patients realize their dreams of having clear, uncorrected vision. At Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, believing is seeing. Located near the Domain and at sharp, sharpe-vision.com.
Support comes from the Bullock Museum with daily showings of the animated short The World of Tomorrow, where moviegoers can peek into a future filled with time travel, cloning, robots, and more. Tickets at thestoryoftexas.com.
All right, you got it on Left of the Dial, Rick Daddy. Going deep into Revolver. Okay, so there were some working titles for Revolver. Now, they came up with Revolver because a record, what does it do? It revolves. Haha. It wasn't a gun, although, you know, it was kind of a pun, I guess. So some of the working titles were Beatles on Safari, because they were going so far out there that they thought, maybe we should call it Beatles on Safari. Then they came up with Abracadabra, like a magic trick. And then they found out that some other band had released an album with that title. So then they started fooling around. One of the working titles was Four Sides of the Eternal Triangle. Think about that one. Magic Circles. Pendulum. So like all these are like big names, you know, big moments. And then they one other title, and I'm not kidding, Fat Man and Bobby. So that was probably John Lennon's. Anyway, here's another one from it. Paul McCartney tune that he wrote kind of trying to write the Lovin' Spoonful's Daydream in a whole different way. It's KETX.
I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk. The sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Then we lie a shady tree. I love her and she's loving me.
She feels good. She knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine.
Good day, sunshine. 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 Good day, sunshine.
Ring my friend, I said you call Dr. Robert. Day or night, he'll be there anytime at all, Dr. Robert. Dr. Robert, you're a new better man. He helps you to understand. He does everything he can, Dr. Robert. And if you're down, he'll pick you up, Dr. Robert. Take a drink from his special cup, Dr. Robert. Dr. Robert, he's a man you must believe, helping everyone in need. No one can succeed like Dr. Robert. Dr. Robert, my friend works for the National Health, Dr. Robert. Don't take money just to see yourself with Dr. Robert. Dr. Robert, you're a new and better man. He helps you to understand everything he can, Dr. Robert. Dr. Robert.
From the passing lane, just to drive by, either to arrive or to escape, not to save some.
Her name is Laura Gibson. She gives us The Cause. Yes, The Cause from Empire Builder. Luke Temple with his version of Dr. Robert before that. And Los Beatles with A Beautiful Day for a Daydream. Good Day, Sunshine. This is KUTX 98.9, left of the dial. How you doing? It's Revolver at 50.
Support comes from Austin Independent Business Alliance, supporting locally owned businesses including Conan's Pizza, Lander's Premier Flooring, Nature's Treasures, and Aegis Fine Rug Cleaning. More at iBuyAustin.com. Think local, be local, buy local.
Support comes from UT's Cockrell School of Engineering, offering professional education, including Lean Six Sigma courses from Green Belt to Master Black Belt. Registration for September and October courses at utenglearning.org.
Support comes from the Austin Beer Garden Brewing Company, 1305 West Old Torf. ABGB Lunch and Dinner features pizza, sandwiches, and salads with locally sourced ingredients. Menu at the abgb.com.
All right, Friday nights, left of the dial every Friday, 7 to 11, where things get a little weird, because we can. Speaking of weird, somewhere between Rubber Soul and Revolver, a door opened up. And you could argue that LSD had something to do with prying that door open. However, It's also noteworthy that Revolver was the first album where the Beatles allowed themselves more than just 2 weeks to work on a project. I mean, they had a heck of a schedule before. They were always playing here, doing that on the radio, touring. And so they just give them a couple of weeks to put together an album. So this time, they thrived. They thrived with just a little extra time. When I say extra time, maybe 4 to 6 weeks. Anyway, they could now spend a few days finessing one song as opposed to only a few hours. So check out how they finished and fleshed out one song in particular.
I'm still yawning when I'm in the middle.
Sleeping-esque I mean, that's a great melody and whatnot. That is Ben Queller, Family Tree. Moses on top of that one again, man. Thank goodness for Twitter, huh? And if you ever want to find me on Twitter, look for Rick McNulty or Rick Daddy. It's there. Dukes of Stratosphere, which is also known as XTC before that, from their psychedelic album Chips from the Chocolate Fireball. We heard Shiny Cage, which was a complete lift of I'm Only Sleeping, which is what we heard right before that here at 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD2 90.5 Austin, and KUTX.org, community-supported public radio from UT Austin. It's Left of the Dial. We got two more hours of this nonsense. And it's good nonsense because it's Beatle nonsense. A little bit of rampant Beatlemania, if you will. Yeah, if you're just joining us, we're celebrating the release of Revolver, which happened 50 years ago today. Mm-hmm. Now, the Beatles toured with this album. And if I have